I think everybody, you'd have been blind not to see that it was coming. We both dealt on a daily basis in meetings with Mr. Torres and the mill management. And I never felt like one decision was made. I felt every decision that was made was an attempt to do the best they could. But, I mean, towards the end, after the first cutback in, was it February? And of whatever year that was, the year before we closed, I mean, cash was obviously an issue on a daily basis. I mean, I spent 90% of my time locating materials and trying to utilize cash as effectively as we could. I mean, I just talked to our controller from the mill yesterday. He's in Berlin, New Hampshire. I mean, we became close friends through the process just because it was a constant struggle. But I certainly never felt like there was one thing that said, here's the mark. I mean, we knew Mr. Torres was dipping into his own personal retirement fund to fund the mill. Somehow you know that's just not a good sign. You know, when somebody is bleeding at, I mean, we all heard the facts. We're losing $1 million a month. You don't lose that very, it doesn't take long to go completely belly up. So by the time we got the phone call for Keith not to go back, I mean, I don't think anybody was surprised. I mean, I still remember the night, and I don't think we even had much of a conversation. I was like, oh, there we go. You know, just grateful that one of us had found something somewhere else. And we felt we were in a different situation because our whole life was tied up there. I mean, literally, our house, our family, our everything. So for us, we felt it was very stressful at the end. You know, we needed to make sure we had something else to rely on because obviously unemployment wouldn't support us for long. So, and it was hard. I mean, because we had grown up at the mill, both of us. We got married, we were both there, we met there, we had a baby there. Everybody felt very connected. And I mean, I didn't want to leave at all. The day I left, I said, they had offered a package for me to stay, and I wanted to stay. And the controller's like, this is a sinking ship. It's a matter of time. You should, you know, you need to secure your family. And Keith's like, you know, Wendy, come on. But it was hard.
Funny thing is, you talked about it, the matter of the fact that when you're running the Chapter 11,